نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم وبعد. Verily all praise and glory is due to Allah Azza wa Jal. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant and final messenger. InshaAllah, today is the second part of our discussion about al-Mala'ika, the angels. Last week or the week before, we discussed with you how the Malaika look, what are they made of, what are some of their names, and we showed you that the Malaika are neither men or women. You cannot say the Malak in his angel form is man or woman, because they are not human beings. They are not Dhakar al-Untha. And we discussed with you that the Malaika have a special relationship with Bani Adam. And this is our topic with you today, Al-Mala'ika wa Bani Adam. How do the angels interact with human beings? What are their role in dealing with human beings? What has Allah assigned them to do? وَنَبَّأْ from before you are even born, while you are still in your mother's womb, inside your mother, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in the authentic hadith narrated from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, narrated by Imam Muslim. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا مر بالنطفة 42 ليلة. When you are inside your mother and you have only been 42 days old, you are still a nutfa, a piece of meat. Allah sends an angel, بَعَثَ اللَّهُ مَلَكٌ into the womb of the woman. فَصَوَّرَهَا And Allah orders this malak to give this nutfa, this creation, this small piece of mixed meat, a creation. وَخَلَقَ سَمَعَهَا وَبَصَرَهَا Allah orders the angel to give this piece of meat hearing and sight. وجل and skin ولحم وعظامها والعظام and to give it meat and skin and bone, the beginning of bone. ثم قال once the angel has done all of this, it asks Allah أي رب ذكر أم أنثى Oh Allah, tell me, is this going to be a boy or a girl? And this is from the ilm of Allah. Up to this point, no one, no man or woman, until Allah orders the malak and says man or boy or girl. فَيَقْضِي رَبُّكَ مَا يَشَاءُ Allah decides what He will, boy or girl. وَيَكْتُبُ الْمَلَكُ And the angel writes it down. So from the beginning of your creation, also al-mala'ika are your guards. They're your personal bodyguards. Sitting with me and you now are angels, who protect you and I from anything that can come to me and you, except that which Allah wills to happen. Many times a young baby will fall from a high place, 10 floors recently, fell from 10 floors and landed and did not die. The reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not written at this moment that this child will pass away and ordered the malak and yahruf to protect and to guard the child. Where do we get this aqidah? This is a belief. Where do we get this aqidah, this belief from? Qala ta'ala. Allah tells us in Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse number 12, لَهُ مُعَقِّدَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ Allah says, for each person, there are angels that guard him, that protect him from in front of him and from behind him, because of the order of Allah to them. Ibn Abbas explains everything you are protected from except that which Allah wishes to hit you or to happen to you or to befall you. Allah also says, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ. He is Allah, the irresistible, supreme over all of His slaves. وَيُرْسِلُ عَلَيْكُمْ حَفَظًا. And He sends to you, Bani Adam, حَفَظًا, protector. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. But until the time, these angels are protecting you, until the time of your death, تَوَفَّتْهُ رُسُلُنَا وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّطُونَ. Until the time of your death comes, our messengers, meaning ملك الموت, the angel of death comes and orders these angels to move. تَوَفَّتْهُ رُسُلُنَا وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّطُونَ. And they do not neglect their duty or make mistakes. So the angels, some of them are protectors. Also, سُفَرَاء. They are ambassadors from Allah to Bani Adam. They are sent for specific reasons to the children of Adam. And it's important to understand that not because a malak came to someone that this person is a Nabi or a Rasul. This is important. Not because an angel comes to someone that this person is a malak or a Rasul. Why? An angel came to Maryam and came to Hajar, Ummi Ismail. بين الصفا والمروة جبريل came and he hit the earth with his wings, as we will see إن شاء الله. فالملائكة سفراء, they are ambassadors. And not because an angel spoke to someone that this makes this person a Nabi. For many of the Sahaba saw جبريل. We all know the hadith of عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه. كنا جلوس, we were sitting with the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. وجاء رجل, a man came, and it was Jibreel عليه السلام, who was dressed in white clothes and dark black hair. صح؟ نعم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing Jibreel as a way of al-wahy descending. كل من كان عدوا لجبريل. Tell them, ya Muhammad, whoever is an enemy of Jibreel, and these are the Jews, al-Yahud, they said, if it was Mika'il who came down to you, O Muhammad, we believe in you. But because it's Jibreel and we do not like him, we disbelieve. يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. They know that the Qur'an is the truth and that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the truth, as if they know their own children. When you see your child even far away, don't you know he's your child? You know. They know that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is Rasulullah like this. But because they say Mika'il came, not Jibreel came instead of Mika'il. مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِجِبْرِيلِ. Tell them, whoever is an enemy of Jibreel, فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Tell them, whoever is the enemy of Jibreel, let them be in anger. For indeed he was brought to you, the Qur'an, upon your heart. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, with the order and permission of Allah. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. A way to show and believe in what has come before. When you look in the Torah, and you look in the Injil, and you look in the Zabur, you see similarities of what is in the Qur'an, because the Qur'an is the completion, without any mistakes that they have added into their own book. Also, we see أن الملائكة, that there is an angel who is your قرين, and there is a jinn who is your قرين. This word قرين, it can be companion, a person who is always with you. Each and every one of us has these two things, ملك أنا شيطان. حتى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Listen to the hadith narrated by Imam Muslim. He said, ما منكم من أحد, none of you, كل واحد, every one of us, إلا وقد وقل به قرينه من الجن وقرينه من الملائكة. There is no human being except that Allah has placed a companion of jinn from the jinn and a companion from the angels to be with him. قَالُوا وَإِيَّاكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They told him, Ya Rasulullah, can a jinn or a shaitan be around you, O Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ قَالَ حَتَّى أَنَا. Even me, وَلَكِنْ. Except أعانني الله عليه حتى أسلم فلا يأمرني إلا بالخير. Except that Allah gave me power over him, over this jinn, and he became Muslim. فلا يأمرني إلا بالخير. He only tells me to do what is good. And listen to the hadith so that you know, because we are going to go home after Salah. أوى الإنسان إلى فراشه. When a person lies on his bed, when you lay down on your bed, اِنْتَبَرَهُ مَلَكُ شَيْطَانِ. An angel and a shaitan run to you, sit beside you, on your bed. فَيَقُودُ الْمَلَكُ. The angel comes to you and says inside you, اُحْتُمْ بِخَيْرِ. Conclude your day with goodness, meaning make tasbih, make dhikr, read Quran. Say subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Say something that pleases Allah, that is goodness. ويقول الشيطان. And then the shaitan comes to you. ويقول اختم بخير. بشر. The shaitan comes and says, finish your day with evil. Say bad things. Do something bad. Lie. Do anything. Instead of pleasing Allah Azza wa Jalla. فإذا ذكر الله تعالى if the mu'min remembers Allah and makes this حتى يغلبه النوم طرد الملك الشيطان. If you make your dhikr until you fall asleep, the angel kicks the shaitan out of your head to the night. If you do not, the shaitan kicks the angel out until the morning. And when you wake up, if you remember Allah, the angel kicks the shaitan away from you all day. But if you do not remember Allah, the shaitan kicks the malak out. So this is important. Also, from a'mal al-mala'ika, from the a'mal of al-mala'ika, tasjeel al-a'mal, kiram al-kathibin, angels that write everything you do and say, and everything that you intend, and media, even what you think of and do not do. And we will bring you the proof, the dalil for this, insha'Allah. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Allah says, verily over you are angels, in charge of writing and watching you and writing everything you say. Honorable, who write down all of your deeds. They know everything you do. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ. Allah tells us in Surah Qaf, we have created mankind, the insan, and we know what his nafs makes waswasa, what it says to him. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. And we are closer to him than his jugular vein. Allah is closer to you than his jugular vein. He can see you and hear you and knows what you are going to do. His ilm, al-alim, al-sami' al-basir, jalla wa ala. Very close to you in knowing what you are going to do and say. إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عن اليمين والشمال قعيد. Verily two angels sit, one on the right and one on the left. ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. Never would a person speak a word except that they write down everything he says, counting it for him. Now that we must understand also that the malaika, not just what you say and do, but also what you intend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders al-malaika, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith, which is hasan, narrated by Imam al-Tabrani, hasanahu al-Albani, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إن صاحب الشمال, the angel who is on your left, لا يرفع القلم ست ساعات, does not write for 6 hours what you have done. لا يرفع القلم ست ساعات من العبد المسلم, المخطئ. He will not write that you have done evil for 6 hours. Why? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَإِنْ نَدَمْ Nabi, if the human being, if you regret what you have done, واستغفر, and ask Allah for forgiveness, ألقاها, he throws it away. He won't write. وإلا كتبت بواحدة, or else he will write your sin as one thing. So after you do something, just say, right now at 9 o'clock, you have done something bad. Until 2 in the morning, you have the ability to make tawbah, and nothing will ever be written that you have ever done this. Look at the mercy of Allah to you and I, Jalla wa Ala. But if it is written, if you do not make tawbah, you will come on the day of judgment. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ فَطَرَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ. On the day of judgment, al-kitab, your book shall be placed open in front of you. And you shall see the mujrim, the disbeliever, the one who committed sins, مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ, afraid of what is in it. Because they know, no tawbah, no istighfar, no salah, no fajr, no book. Looking at haram, eating haram, smoking, drinking. فَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ in front of them. مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ. What do they say, al-mushrim? This sinner, this criminal, what does he say? يَا وَيْلَنَا. Woe to us. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَهُ وَلَا كَبِيرَهُ إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. Woe to us. We are in trouble. This book does not leave little or large. Everything is in it. إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. And everything they did is sitting in front of them. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And Allah does not oppress. مَا أَنْتَ كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ في الحديث صحيح مسلم. ضحك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو جالس مع أصحابه. He began to laugh. فقال, he asked them, do you not ask me why I laugh? قالوا, مِمَّا تضحك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ فقال, مِن مُجَادَلَةِ الْعَبْدِ لِرَبِّهِ. I laugh at the way a person will try to argue with Allah. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah, a person will come to Allah and try to argue. فيقول, this person will come and say to Allah, أَلَمْ تُؤْجِرْنِي مِنَ الظُّلْمِ. Allah, have you not promised me no oppression, that I will not be wrong? No, you will not oppress me. Allah shall say, بَلَى. He shall say, this abd, this person shall say to Allah, إِذًا, therefore, لَا أَقْبَلُ شَهَادَةً شَهَادَةِ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا مِنْ تِلْقَاءِ نَفْسِي. I do not accept the witness of anyone against me except myself. I don't care what the malaika have said, what another person has said about me. Only me. I will be the shahid, the witness. فَيَخْتِمُ اللَّهُ عَلَى فِي أَوْفَنِي. Allah shall make his tongue silent. He can't speak. فَيَأْمُرُ اللَّهُ جَوَارِحَهُ وَأَرْكَانَهُ. And then Allah shall order his own body to speak about him. So his hand shall come and say, on May 1st, I did this and this and this and this. And his foot shall say, on May 1st, I walked to this and this and this and this. And his tongue shall say, I said this and this and this. And his ear shall say, I listened to ghiba and namima. And his eye shall say, I looked. And then Allah shall allow him to speak. What do you say now? Your own body, shahad. He will speak to himself. He can't face Allah. He will speak to himself. تُحْقًا لَكُنَّ فَعَنْ كُنَّ كُنْتُ أُنَابِرْ. Cursed are you, my own body. يَلْعَنْ لَيْسْ لَعْنَ on his own body. I only lied and said this to try to save you. He did all of this so he could think that he might leave the fight. And Allah tells us in Surah Yasin, فَالْأَلْيَوْمِ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. On this day, we seal their mouths, and their hands make shahada against them, and their feet bear witness against them as to what they used to earn and do. And such will be your book. مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ. فالملائكة write everything down. Even the niyyah. We see this from the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قَالَ اللَّهُ, the hadith Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the malaika, إِذَا هَمَّ عَبْدِي, if my servant is going to do evil and does not do it, فَلَا تَكْتُبُوهَا وَاكْتُبُوا لَهُ حَسَنًا. Do not write it and give him hasana. You now, you thought about stealing, for example, and you did not steal, you get a hasana. But if you thought about salah and you did not pray, you still get a hasana for thinking about salah although you did not do it. And if you think about doing evil and do it, you only get one sayyi'ah. But if you think of good and you do good, you get one hasana for thinking of it, and 10 wa'ash bifi'liha, for doing it. انظروا إلى رحمة الله جل وعلا. So even what you intend, good and evil is known. Also, al-malaika are present, and from their job, some of them نَزَّعَ الْأَرْوَاحِ. When you die, and this is from the haqiqah of al-maut, the truth and reality of death, you and me shall see it. مَلَائِكَةَ الرَّحْمَةِ أَوْ مَلَائِكَةَ الْعَذَابِ أَعَاذَنَ اللَّهُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Either you shall come on your time of passing away, and you shall see مَلَائِكَةَ الرَّحْمَةِ, as Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اتَّقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ أَلَّا تَقَامُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Those who say our Lord is Allah and live their life according to it, the angels come to them at the time of their death, كما يقول المفسرين. They come to them when they are passing away, and they shall say to them, لَا تَخَافُوا, do not be afraid. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, do not be sad. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ, and be glad and know that your reward is Jannah, الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ, that you used to be promised. إحنا were promised. أنت بتصلي الآن, you pray because you are praying to please Allah and get to Jannah. توعدون وعد from Allah. الحمد لله الذي صدق لنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء. When you enter the Jannah, the first thing you will say, Alhamdulillah, who has kept his promise to us and has given us the Jannah, taking from it whatever we wish. This is Malaikat al-Rahmah, who shall come with white, brightened faces, light faces, smelling very nice, who shall take your ruh and will not leave it with malakul maut tarfat ayn. And we shall bring this to you inshaAllah when we speak about al-qabr wa alamat al-sa'ah. That the angels of mercy, once malakul maut takes you out, they will not leave you with him, but they shall take you and put you in hanus from al-jannah, put you in a seating and in a kafan of jannah, that it is a sweet smell, and they shall take you to the sama, raise you up, and you will be written fi illiyin wa ma adrak. But you can, if you are from ahd al ma'asi, the people of sin, the angel shall come in a frightening form, in a way that scares you, and they shall not say la taqaf wa la tahzan. They will not say to you, don't be afraid. They will say, be afraid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ. And if you will see, if you could only see, وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ والملائكة باسطوا أيديهم أخرجوا أنفسكم اليوم تجزون عذاب الهون. This is what you shall be hearing. The angels shall open their hands and they shall say, come out, ripping you from the bottom. While the mu'min, when his soul is leaving, it is like water overflowing from a cup. Very nice, very easy, flowing. But the mushrik and the aasi, it is like pulling sand from cotton, or silk from wool, or thorns from silk and wool, ripping it out. أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ الْيَوْمِ. This day you shall have the punishment of عذاب الكون, the punishment of eternity and the severest of punishment. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ. Because of what you did against the words of Allah in saying things about Allah other than truth, in believing in other than Allah. وَكُنْتُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِهِ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. And you used to have arrogance from the ayat, turning away from the orders of Allah and His Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Also, let us focus our attention now quickly, because we began a little late inshaAllah. الملائكة والمؤمنون. The role of الملك with a mu'min, not with a mushrik or a muslim or a kafir or anything, just with the mu'min. Listen to the relationship Allah has built between you and الملائكة. First, الحب, love. As is in Bukhari and Muslim, إذا أحب الله عبدا ماذا جبريل. When Allah loves someone, when Allah loves you or me, He calls Jibreel and He says, Ya Jibreel, إني أحب فلان. O Jibreel, I love this person. فأحبه. Love him. Now you love him. فيحبه جبريل. وينادي جبريل في جبريل في أهل السماء. And Jibreel calls to all of the people in the sky, الملائكة. إن الله يحب فلانا. Allah loves this person, so you love him. فيحبونا. And they love him. Also, the ayah in Surah Al-Ahzab, هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما. It is Allah who sends His salah upon you and I, and orders His malaika to do the same. so that we may be taken from dhulumat, from darkness, to the light of tawheed, of la ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah, and Allah is the most merciful with his believers. The angels make salah upon you and me. Just like how we say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the angels, when you are a true mu'min, do this for you. Imagine. The angels say Allahumma salli ala Yahya. Imagine. So what do we do to get this? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us in many hadith. From them, إن الله وملائكته وأهل السماوات والأرض حتى النملة في حجرها وحتى الحوت ليصلون على معلم الناس الخير. اللهم اجعلنا وإياكم منهم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said first, Allah and the angels and the people of the sky, the angels in the sky and on the earth, even the ants inside its hole, and the fish in the water, suddenly make salah. إن الملائكة تصلي على أحدكم ما دام في مجلسه تقول اللهم اغفر له اللهم ارحمه ما لم يحدث. رواه مسلم. If a person prays salah and sits in the same spot and makes dhikr of Allah, the angels come to him and make this dua. Allahumma ghfir lah, O Allah forgive him, O Allah have mercy on him, until or as long as he does not break his wudu. Just by sitting after the salah and remembering Allah. Also, إِنَّ اللَّهِ وملائكته يصلون على الصف الأول. When you come to the salah and you stand in the first line, in the first row, Allah والملائكة send their salah upon the صف الأول. Also, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على المتسحرين. Lavina, those who pray during the time of night, in the early morning, before Salatul Fajr. وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Those who stand up and make tasbih and ask Allah for forgiveness during this special time, Allah and His angels make dua and send their salam upon them. Also, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من عبد يصلي علي ما من عبد يصلي علي إلا صلت عليه الملائكة. Never will someone make salah upon Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم except the malaika shall make salah upon him. When you say اللهم صل على محمد, the malaika also make this dua for you, because you are remembering Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And listen to this hadith, for it's important. And it is one of the huquq between you and your Muslim brothers and sisters. مَا مِنْ رَجُلٍ يَعُودُ مَرِيضًا. Never will a person go visit a sick brother or sister, visit them when they are sick. إِلَّا خَرَجَ مَعَهُ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لَهُ حَتَّى يُصْبِحْ. Anyone who goes, leaves his house to go visit someone who is sick for this intention, for Allah, for nothing else, except that with him shall be 70,000 angels, making istighfar, asking Allah to forgive him until the next morning, for this ibadah of visiting a sick person. And we all know the famous hadith, وَمَا اجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ في بيت من بيوت الله. Never will a people come together in one of the houses of Allah. يتلون كتاب الله, reading from the book of Allah. ويتدارسونه or understanding it and studying it إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة except that Allah shall bring a sakina to them وغشيتهم الرحمة and that they are covered with the mercy of Allah وحفتهم الملائكة and the angels encircle them and sit with them وذكرهم الله في من عنده and Allah shall speak of them with those who are near him. Also we must know that al-malaika sata'adha angels can become upset with you. So it's important to know the things that you should not do so that they do not leave you. The first thing is them committing a sin, disobeying Allah. As we see the hadith where the Prophet ﷺ says, لا تدخل الملائكة بيتا فيه كلب أو تمثال, or a house that has a dog living in it, or a statue or a picture. In another riwayah, لا تدخل الملائكة بيتا فيه سورة ولا كلب ولا جنب. Never will the angels enter a house that has a dog or a picture or someone in janaba. Someone in the state of janaba. And in another riwayah, ولا جنب إلا أن يتوضأ. Unless he makes wudu. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ, whenever he was in a state of janaba, even if he was in his bed, he would get up and make wudu. If he did not have the ability to perform the ghusl. Why? Because al-malaika tata'adha, they move away from such a person. Also, anything that you hurt another human being with, hurts an angel. Evil smell, evil words, swearing, cursing, things that human beings hate, angels hate them also. And this is why, as siwak, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, as we see the fuqaha, they explain a siwak mustahab in 5 times. It is mustahab to brush your teeth or to use miswak 5 places. قبل وعند الوضوء, before you make wudu, or while you are making it, قبل الصلاة, before you pray, قبل قراءة القرآن, before you read the Qur'an, قبل النوم, and when you wake up, before you sleep, and right when you wake up. Aisha radiallahu anha in Sahih al-Bukhari, she says, أول شيء, the first thing the Prophet ﷺ did when he woke up was use the miswak. And number 5, عند تغير رائحة الفم. Anytime you feel that your mouth has changed in smell, you must use miswak. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. Why did he teach us this? Because this is the closest time that the angels are with you. When you are in prayer, when you are making wudu, when you are reading the Qur'an. As we know the hadith, where the person was reading the Qur'an in the ninth, and he looked up to the sky, and he saw light coming down to him. Nur, yatanazzal min as-samaa, light coming down to him. And he came and told Rasulullah ﷺ, the Rasulullah ﷺ, as if to try to bring him back, he tells him, Iqra, read now in front of me. What you were reading. إِنَّهَا كَانَتِ الْمَلَائِكَ It was the angels descending to listen to your recitation of the Qur'an. So these are some of the things that we should do so that we earn the salah of the malaika and to keep them near us. These are the things that we should stay away from. InshaAllah, we will stop here so that we have time for Salat al-Isha. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. I also announce to you inshallah that next week I will be with our brothers and sisters in the Quran and Sunnah building in Detroit. So I will not be here for the weekend or the Jumu'ah this week inshallah. But the week after it I will be with you inshallah. It will be our last meeting because I will be traveling to Masr, Egypt and Saudiya for the summer inshallah ta'ala. I will be returning near the end of the month of August. And we will continue once again, inshaAllah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. تفضل. The question what the brother is asking, he says, we have heard the hadith that the malaika do not come near a person who is junub. Yet we hear that the Rasul ﷺ sometimes when he was junub, he would not make wudu. So how do we join these two hadith? How do we join these two things? We say al-'ada, what he used to do, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the 'ada, that he did make al-wudu. And this is what Imam Ibn Qayyim yadhhab ilay, and many of the Hanabila and the Shawafi, rahimahullah. What they say is that what is, should be done is al-wudu. But if the person did not have the ability, and he was tired or something forced him not to, he, and the Prophet ﷺ just cleansed himself, just washed his hands and his face. But this was not the ada of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning that what he usually did was do the wudu. And this is what he enforced upon many of his sahaba. But we also see to prove that the malaika do not come near one who is junub, the important hadith that is found in Sahih al-Bukhari. And these are things that I had in here, I skipped many things. Do you all know the story of the shaheed who had ghusl performed after his death by al-malaika? Who can tell me the name of the one person who was tushhid, he was martyred, and he was junub? And then the sahaba, they saw that he had water running on him. Someone was giving him ghusl. And they came to the Rasul and they told him, Ya Rasulullah, we see balal upon a person. Upon this person. We see water on him. And he told them, Al-Malaika are performing ghusl. Who can tell me the name of this famous sahabi? No? Fish? No. No? No. 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 He was a young person who just got married. أول ليلة. First night مع زوجته. وبات معها. He spent the night with her. وسمع النداء. But he heard حيا. Follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is time for al-jihad. He put on his clothes so quickly and he did not perform. He performed ghusl. He could not even perform ghusl. He put on his sword, took it, and ran to catch the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he went, it fished. And the Sahaba, they saw that the water was running. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, come look what has happened to this person. And when he saw the water, he told them, Al-Malaika have been sent by Allah to make ghusl. Why? Al-Imam Ibn Hajar, he says, this is the proof that we use to say that even if we know that Rasul ﷺ at some time, although it was not his regular habit to not perform ghusl in janabah, that it is what is preferred and is the option to protect the person and so that the malaika can come near him and raise him up. They perform the ghusl ordered by Allah Azza wa Jal. So I hope this is enough of an answer, inshaAllah. Yaqfi? Hayaqallah. Fadda.
When the Prophet was said that any problem may be fixed, any way is good.
No.
How was it captured?
The kuffar and every human being has an angel and has a shaytan. Al-kafir, the shaytan, is so strong that he will never listen to the angel. But the Muslim, the angel is stronger than the shaytan, so you listen to the angel. And this is from the order of Allah Azza wa Jal to you. You know Salatul Isha is soon. What makes you go and make, just say you are not in wudu now. Why do you get up and go make wudu? You can just say, but because you fear Allah and you are helped to remember that you are not in wudu, then you should make wudu. This is what is meant. So the overpowering force to do good is greater than the evil. فَهَذَا هُوَ الْأَصْلِ. This is what is meant by this. So a mushrik can have an angel. And this is why you see some disbelievers who do many, many good things. Who try to help people. Who give in charities, cancer research and all these things. Because they do some good, yet their evil and disbelief in Allah is greater than their good. And it doesn't matter how much good they do, it is not accepted without La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. No. Allah.
I mean, I have children, when your children come, they declare you, make them all of scripture. Did they make their angels from my scripture?
No. The reason we say this is that the Rasul in many, many ahadith made it clear that the angels do not enter a room that has pictures in it. Jibreel, and this is the house of Rasulullah stood outside the door and would not enter to bring al-wahy, to bring more verses of the Quran to the Messenger Muhammad وسلم, because hanging on the door as a curtain was a carpet that had a small picture. And the Prophet ﷺ ordered Aisha to cut it down and to make other things with it, not use it in the house. And then Jibreel entered. So this is something that is very important. Especially things like, for example, Mickey Mouse. Do you know that Walt Disney and these people are Zionists? Are Yahud? These are the people who have built what you see in Israel. Do you know the head of Walt Disney, Eisner? He's a Yahudi. Who is a Zionist. Who is fully committed, who gives $500 million American dollars a year to Israel. These are the people who are producing these things. And think, even if it wasn't for this reason, just by the order of Rasulullah ﷺ, it is enough for us. And especially when it is something that is good for us. Many of our children are raised without the protection, without the harafa, because the angels hate to enter a room or a house that has such things displayed. But if it is something that is irremovable, or something that there is no way that can be changed, it is something what you have no ability over, halal. يعني مثلا inside the wall or something, it's carved or something like this, and you cannot change it, Alhamdulillah. But if you have the ability to get new wallpaper or to paint over it or to change the picture, as we know, by cutting the head off of a figure or something like this, it is changing the picture, so it now becomes something that is permitted. So this is what is intended. Wallahu a'lam.
You say about dhikr. The dhikr is powerful music. You may have your wallet.
This is something that some of the ulama are in disagreement about. Pictures of photography where it's something, they say it's physics, it is just the light on a film. That's what a picture is. You took the light and you put it on a film, so it's just a reflection. It's like looking in the mirror. Some people have said this. Many people have said this, but the strongest opinion, أقوى شيء, الراجح, that it is not permitted. Why? Because people look at things like this and it brings them into things that later on will be used, taking away from the Islamic aqidah. People look and say, look at my father, my great grandfather, these are people, we must put them on the wall. And these, you know, in some countries they have this respect to the idols or to the picture. For example, you go in Egypt and the first thing you get off the plane is a picture the size of this whole masjid of Mubarak. And it is a sign to tell anyone entering that this is who it is, who is running the country, as a way of reinforcing. So things like this, it is not permitted in Al-Islam for different reasons. But I tell you, there are some ulama who have said that it is permitted because it's not a drawing. It is just a reflection of the light, it's like looking in a mirror. But we say what the truth is that this is something that should not be done except for a passport, marriage certificates, birth certificates, things like this, it would be permitted. Wallahu a'lam. Tafadhal. Tafadhal. يعني لو في خطبة الجمعة طيب لا
لا
لا إن لم يسمع لا طيب the brother he is speaking now to us he is asking and informing us of an important thing which is at the time of someone sneezing if I sneeze now and I say Alhamdulillah it becomes wajib for you now to say Ya Hamdulillah Ya Hamdulillah but if we did not hear the Shaykh say Alhamdulillah we would not have to say Ya Hamdulillah we would not have to because if the person does not say Alhamdulillah because the hadith says if he says Alhamdulillah then say Yarhamukallah so if you do not hear him say Alhamdulillah meaning if someone is far in the back and he has not heard all he has heard is a sneeze or something like this he would not be it would not be compulsory for him to say Yarhamukallah but if he says it Alhamdulillah it would not be something that you cannot say
Inshallah.
Yeah.
The issue of knowing whether it's the
floor
or
the floor
is the womb, how can
you say the person is saying one of the functions? Yes, even ultrasound. There is a very recent study, it's in a book called Scientific, it's a magazine, Scientific American. The March issue. They have the pictures of the fetus. I should have brought it with me. I was intending to bring it so that you could see. The closest day that they can come to is 40. The day 40, there is no look to the fetus. You cannot see what it is. 41, you cannot see. Then 42, you can see the backbone begin to form. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And inshallah, the next time I come, I will bring it for you because it's very nice picture. No one can know up until 2 months what type of child it is, even after that. Allah has given the order that it is ذكر أو أنثى, but it has still not become. يعني when the angel asks, Ya Rab, أذكر أم أنثى, man or boy, boy or girl, Allah will answer the angel, boy or girl. But the body of the fetus itself, the young baby, it still will not look like boy or girl until maybe a little bit time after that, a month after that. So even after the order is given, it is still not taking the form of the fetus, of the boy or girl. So even with ultrasound, you would not be able to know. And the intended meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowing ما في الأرحام ويعلم ما في الأرحام, meaning before even its inception. يعني right when المني when the sperm enters into the egg Allah knows even before Allah knows even before the creation of by 50,000 years Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and we will study this inshaAllah in القضاء والقدر القضاء والقدر knowing that Allah يعلم كل شيء Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything even before it happens even if it will not happen يعني just say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what would happen if I stayed in Canada and didn't go to Egypt even if I will not stay in Canada Allah would have known where I would have given Jumu'ah, how many times I would have come here, what questions I would have been asked, even if it will not happen. And the proof of this is in the Qur'an. We see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above the disbelievers, they shall come on the Day of Judgment and they shall say, Ya Allah, arji'na na'man salihan fima tarak. Oh Allah, return us so that we can do good in what we didn't do in our previous time. So Allah shall answer them, Kalla innaha hiya kalimatun huwa qailuha. It is just something that they are saying. Allah knows that if they return, if Allah made this earth again, they would do everything that they did before. The ulama even tell us that they would do the same sin at the exact same time. They would do the khati'ah in the exact same place and in the exact same way and in the exact same time. وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ. If they were to be returned to the earth, they would do what they had done from before. نعم. So, آخر سؤال إن شاء الله. نعم. Does watching television fall in the condition of pictures? Allahu Akbar. And the reason I say this is because there is a fatwa by Shaykh Ibn Baz where he says that if the television program has something to do with da'wah and it is something to bring people to Islam, you make a video about why to be Muslim, why you should be Muslim, and you give it people so that they believe in Allah, Shaykh Ibn Baz, his view that this is okay. And also Shaykh Al-Albani. Some of them say there is no problem with it at all. But what we say about television is that it can be used for good or bad. Television is exactly like this. It is just bolts, nuts, wires, a screen. It can either be used for the halal or it can be used for the haram. So this is what is important for us to understand.